I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis Binon Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, September is Bourbon Heritage Month.
I'm so proud that the Nunn Center has now over 100 oral history interviews documenting the bourbon industry. We've interviewed executives of these companies. We've interviewed master distillers, warehouse workers. Our last big bourbon initiative was interviewing women in the bourbon industry. I love that we have interviews with some of the most iconic master distillers in the business. We've interviewed the older generation of master distillers, Elmer T. Lee from Buffalo Trace, Parker Beam from Heaven Hill, Jimmy Russell from Wild Turkey. And one thing I love is underscoring the family aspect of this business. We were also able to interview some of the children of these icons who also became master distillers. So Craig Beam, Eddie Russell. And although they were not considered master distillers, Freddie and Jimmy Johnson, who were also iconic from Buffalo Trace. The one father-son master distiller combination that for me is the one that got away was Fred Noe and his father Booker from Jim Beam. We interviewed Fred in 2008 and 2013. They're great interviews. But unfortunately, Booker Noe, his father, iconic master distiller from Jim Beam, passed away in 2004, before we were actively documenting the bourbon industry. As the director of the Nunn Center, I'm proud of who we've interviewed. However, I've always had this running list of people who I wish the Nunn Center had interviewed, and Booker Noe has always been high on that list. That said, I mentioned in an earlier Saving Stories segment that we have this cool oral history project of over 800 interviews conducted by junior high students in Henderson, Kentucky, and that in the past few years, this collection was donated to the Nunn Center. We featured some really cool segments from that. But now, thanks to the kids in Henderson, we now have an interview with Booker Noe, conducted in 1991.
No way.
So in celebration of Bourbon Heritage Month, let's take a moment and hear some Beam family history and some bourbon heritage directly from Booker Noe, who was born in 1929.
How did the family get into distilled spirits?
Well, the family, my great-great-great-grandfather, Jacob Beam, came over from Germany. He's a German. And he brought his still with him to Kentucky and started distilling here. And that was in the family. They were distillers in Germany. And he came to Kentucky and started to, well, that's what he was an expert in, was the distilling. He was a miller, farmer and a miller, grist milling. And he would take the farmer's grain and grind it for him on shares, and he would take his share and make bourbon whiskey.
How did early day operation differ from today?
The main changes were steam engines versus hand. We initially made it by hand, and then we went to steam engines for agitation and cooking, and now we have electric agitators and things, which makes it a lot easier to do when electricity came in line.
How would you like for us to remember your family, Mr. Noe?
Oh, well, I'd like for you all to remember our family as with pride in Kentucky and having a product, putting out a product to be proud of, made in Kentucky. We've been in Kentucky ever for 200 years. It'll be in 1995. We'll be 200 years old, and we're seven generations and 200 years old, and we're proud to be Kentuckians for all those generations. And I'd like for our people to recognize us as doing good for Kentucky by producing a fine product.
Thank you, Mr. Noe.
You're welcome.
Well, you certainly can't get more bourbon heritage than that.
I love that we have this interview. I love that we have this Henderson project. This interview was conducted by a young Rod Rashidian, who also conducted 23 other interviews as a young man. I'd love to sit down and interview him now.
And you can get this online.
It is available online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis Binon Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been a guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.